Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 512.
On Now You Know. So Elon reposted Tesla Robotaxi saying expanding Austin service area fast. So again, Tesla has expanded the Robotaxi service area map in Austin, Texas.
And Leon's getting larger.
Wow. So now Robotaxis can go to the airport and Giga Texas.
Yep. It's grown from the initial 20 square miles on June 22nd to now 173 square miles. That is a 9.5 times increase in just 2 months.
How big is Waymo's service area in Austin?
Currently 88 square miles, so half as big as Tesla's.
Ooh. But Waymo does operate in more places than Tesla across the U.S.
True. Tesla only currently operates in San Francisco and Austin, and Waymo does operate in San Francisco, Austin, Phoenix, LA, and Atlanta, but
everyone I know has a big but.
If you take the service area of Waymo in all of their areas and chart it over time, you get this chart here in blue.
Okay, so that's from 2019 when Waymo started till today. I see that their service area is growing. Now, what's that red line at the end?
That's Tesla's Robotaxi service area.
Wait, it already surpassed all of Waymo's?
Yep, almost 1,000 square miles for Tesla because the San Francisco area is 771 square miles.
Okay, what about the number of robotaxis?
Tesla Robotaxi posted increased service area from 91 to 173 square miles, also increased the number of cars available by 50%.
But we don't know how much that is. I just want a number. Is it 1,000? Is it 4? Is it 17?
It's between those.
Yeah.
Between the ashtrays and the thimbles.
Thank you to Huel for sponsoring this episode.
We recently started using Huel, and it's been a game changer.
When we're working on this show or sometimes reviews for NLR, we sometimes work right through lunch.
Yeah, hours later, we'll realize it. And by then, we're so hungry, we often grab something that's not really healthy or filling.
Huel's Black Edition makes it easy to fuel up.
It's healthy and affordable. It starts at just $2.65 a meal and only takes 60 seconds to prepare.
Huel Black Edition powder contains all the nutrients the human body needs, including the right amount of protein, essential fats, carbohydrates, fiber, vitamins, and minerals as part of a balanced diet.
Each Black Edition shake has 40 grams of plant-based protein, 6 plus grams of fiber, and 27 of essential vitamins and minerals, all in just 400 calories.
It's available in several flavors like banana, strawberry shortcake, and coffee caramel, but chocolate is probably our favorite.
It's as simple as adding water, 2 scoops of powder, and shake for about 20 seconds.
So try Huel with 15% off today using our code NYKC15 at the link below or scan the QR code.
Fuel your best performance with Huel today, minimum order value of $75.
So according to Dan Priestley, Tesla's head of semi-truck, the Tesla Semi is now testing in Oregon and Washington State.
And Tesla Semi posted, testing in Oregon.
And Dan Priestley said, running hood to coast.
Cool. Is that a wrap? Is that a paint?
Dan said, not a wrap, painted mural.
Whoa, that's fun. So you said that Tesla is testing in Washington State, but Tesla Semi just said Oregon.
Dan then posted, there's another Semi in Washington now. That's cool. We're testing them out all across the West Coast.
Interesting.
All right, time for some SpaceX news.
Starship 37 finally launched on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central from Starbase.
The weather was beautiful and Starship had its 10th test flight.
This flight was testing a bunch of things, including some different placement of the heat shield tiles.
Even some new water-cooled ones to get more data on where they need to be placed to protect Starship during reentry. And Elon posted, HAL opened the pod bay doors.
Affirmative.
Elon,
I read you.
And that's because Starship also had its first test of the PEZ dispenser, being able to launch satellites directly out of the cargo area of the Starship.
Now, these weren't real satellites this time because it was just a test, but all 9 dummy satellites did launch perfectly.
So currently, SpaceX can launch about 23 Starlink version 2 satellites at a time aboard a Falcon 9. But when Starship can launch them, which should be soon, it will be able to launch about 60 Starlink version 3 satellites at a time.
This will dramatically improve the speeds of the Starlink network because the V3 Starlink satellites offer 1 terabyte per second speeds per satellite versus the 96 gigabytes per second speeds of the V2 satellites.
That's a 10x improvement.
So each launch now adds about 2 terabits per second of added capacity, but with Starship, that will be 60 terabits per second or a 30x improvement.
Now, neither Starship nor the booster did a return landing to the launch pad to get caught, but they did both have perfect sea landings.
Here is Starship landing exactly where they planned it in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and we can see it because SpaceX placed a buoy there with a camera and a Starlink antenna. Now, Elon reposted Eric Berger's post, before Starship, no orbital rocket stage had ever made a soft vertical landing back on Earth, because you're thinking of the Falcon 9 of the booster stage, but this is the ship stage, which can now actually land itself, which is incredible.
It is incredible.
Round of applause for the legend.
Now, what might be the best place to watch a Starship launch?
At Starbase, obviously.
Okay, what's the second best place to watch a launch?
Well, it might be here.
Yeah, Zach from Black Model 3 posted Starship liftoff live stream at the Tesla Diner. Isn't that awesome? You can go there, get a burger, and watch a SpaceX launch.
That's really cool.
Elon posted, this slide needs an update, but gives a rough idea of what we're aiming for with version 3 and version 4 of Starship. Version 3 should be built and tested, maybe flown by the end of this year. Version 4 is 2027, probably closer to 150 meters of height and 7,500 tons.
He went on to say, Starship catches probably flight 13 to 15, depending on how well version 3 flights go. Yeah, so we've been seeing version 2 boosters flying, but obviously they're going to have to kind of retest a lot of stuff for V3. That's one of the reasons why they didn't try and catch this booster.
Exactly.
Because why threaten the launch pad for a version that you're not even going to use? That's how fast SpaceX is moving. How crazy is it that Elon's already talking about launch 15 when 10 just happened? Mm-hmm. It's so exciting that we're moving this quickly. And if you're looking for an update on where Starship is headed and a good primer on why Elon is building Starship, Elon had a presentation on Sunday that he has pinned on his X account.
Yeah, he said explaining Starship. It's about 20 minutes long. It's really great. It's great to share with people who don't know anything about it if they're wondering, like, why are we going to Mars? And Ben Longmire, SpaceX's senior director of satellite engineering, posted, among many breakthrough technology items on the forthcoming V3 Starlink satellite, the prop team did an amazing job, and that means propulsion team, on the next-gen Argonne Hall thrusters. Some people in the electric propulsion industry still don't believe that our version 2 satellite thruster specs are real with argon propellant. This V3 thruster smashes even those old specs to pieces.
And Elon said, epic design and production. And if you know anything about electric propulsion using noble gases, this is really, really cool.
I don't. Starlink posted, Starlink is connecting more than 7 million people with reliable high-speed internet across 150 countries, territories, and many other markets. Thank you to all our customers around the world.
7 million? Wasn't it just 6 million, like, just at the beginning of the summer?
Yeah. Here's a chart where I've been tracking it. So Starlink had 5 million in February, 6 million in June, and now 7 million in August. So Starlink is adding about 12,200 new customers per day on average.
You also got to keep in mind that when they say customers, they mean actual Starlink terminals.
Like, right. So it could be a whole school
or a family.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we're talking about more than 7 million people.
Exactly.
This is just, I mean, that's insane. That's so insane. And this would be the story of a lifetime. People would be going, and we brought the internet to the entire world.
Yep.
And that's what they're actually doing. It's really actually happening.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
All right, time for our video contributor stories. What do we got today?
Tony is on a 5-month adventure with his wife in their R1S. Check this out.
All right.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. It's Tony from California. I'm here with my wife, Sean. And right now, we're not in California. We're actually about an hour outside of Savannah, Georgia, because we've been traveling across the country for the past 40 days or so in our Rivian R1S. This is the dual motor max pack trim. And we have been cooking, sleeping, living in this thing, van lifestyle. We actually just finished using the air fryer, which we do most of our cooking with, to roast some trail mix here, seasoned up, nice and delicious. And like I said, we've been on the road for about 40 days now. We're gonna be on the road for another 4 months because we don't have to go back home until Christmas dinner, basically. I want to show you guys a few things. This is our Thule Motion XXL rooftop box. On a long trip like this, as you can imagine, we needed to bring clothes for both winter and summer. And we also brought tents, so we pack all of that stuff up there. It makes a pretty modest impact on range. So long as you don't go faster than about 70 miles an hour, that's when you really start to see a big impact. Here, I'll show you the one modification we made to the R1S, which is we removed the second row of seats and we bolted in this bed board made out of MDF plywood. Gives you a ton of storage space. You're able to fit 2 of these Sterilite totes, 70 quart type totes. We keep cooking stuff in here, and then you've still got room in what you would call the third row footwell for shoes. And then these are like the clothes that we wear every day, clothes that are in storage that we need for other seasons are up here. And the other thing I wanted to show you guys that is awesome, and I know you guys would approve of, is we have our electric XP4 e-bikes here. You guys review e-bikes all the time. These e-bikes have served us really well. One of our favorite things to do is to go to a new city that we've never been to, like Vancouver or Denver or Nashville, find the cheapest possible level 2 charger, plug in, then take the e-bikes off and go go riding around the city to explore. There's nothing that gets you to learning about and experiencing a new place quite like biking around. And this combination of e-bikes and EVs is really just a fantastic way to get around the country, particularly when you find those free level 2 chargers. We've driven about 6,000 miles, and I don't think we've even spent like $300 yet on electrons. Anyways, now you know.
Oh, Tony, what an awesome adventure. You know what's so great about having a YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm.
I have never met Tony in person, but I feel like we're buddies.
I know.
Tony, if you're coming up to our area, please adventure with us. We would love to show you around. Wow, that's just so great.
And if you guys want to see more of Tony, he just started his YouTube channel, EV Nomad Carnival, over on YouTube. So he's only got about 50 or so subscribers. I just joined today.
All right.
So let's get it to...
Let's give him some love.
Let's get it to like 1,000.
Yeah, let's
come on.
Come on, adventuring is fun. All right, Sam, for our Patreon bonus stories. If you haven't joined our Patreon, please do. It helps support us. It's as little as a buck a month, and then you get all of our bonus stories 3 times a week. So go do it. There's nothing stopping you. And don't forget, we're giving away a Tesla wall connector, so that's another reason. All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout-outs. These are the special people that keep us going. Who do we got today?
Zach Ott.
Anthony Constantino.
Douglas Mark.
Ethan Chickering.
And Ivo Van Essen.
Thank you so much, guys. You make it possible to do this show. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Elon said, I'd like to help fund legal actions against corrupt officials who aided and abetted the rape of Britain per the official government inquiry. Please reply below for consideration. He went on to say, who will protect the children if not the strong? Frankly, I understand why some people hate billionaires if they throw parties on yachts, make useless virtue signaling donations, but do nothing real to protect those in need. Then Elon was talking about LiDAR. He says, LiDAR also does not work well in snow, rain, or dust due to reflection scatter. That's why Waymo stopped working in any heavy precipitation. We're going to be talking about that on Patreon bonus stories. As I've said many times, there is a role for LiDAR in some circumstances, and I personally oversaw the development of LiDAR for the SpaceX Dragon docking with the space station. I'm well aware of its strengths and weaknesses. Chris Rose says people who don't even live in England care about England more than the current Labour government.
Elon said, I am majority British ancestry. I care a lot.
Elon says if one immigrates to any given country, they must respect the laws and culture of that country and contribute to that country to the best of their ability, doing no harm. That applies to all countries. Glenn says, is there any use to high-resolution radar in FSD, or is it just completely unnecessary?
Elon said Tesla developed high-resolution radar, and the hardware is actually present in Model S and X, but it just can't compare to passive optical cameras, so we turned it off. As a side note, any military systems that rely on radar stealth technology are toast in a modern conflict unless in very dense continuous cloud cover. A toy AI chip can see you even at night with passive optical, especially if extended to infrared. The aircraft's heated path through cold air sticks out like a laser beam.
Wow, I love how he ties things together from cars to military. A year in prison for a mother in Britain for posts that were angry about crime.
Elon says, this is why our constitutional right to freedom of speech is so fundamental, as well as the right to bear arms, which is the only thing truly protecting freedom of speech.
Secretary Kristi Noem says, we have confirmation that the shooter at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, Minnesota, was a 23-year-old man claiming to be transgender.
Elon said, there is a clear pattern here.
And the general says, breaking, Elon Musk says he stands with President Trump in calling for the arrest of George Soros.
And Elon agrees, 100%.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Tom spotted this pink Model 3.
That is amazing. Francis spotted this car carrier with 4 Cybertrucks and 2 Model Ys.
Dave spotted this cool Model Y badge.
Oh, that's neat.
This is the way.
The Mandalorian. Larry spotted the Silverado EV truck in Kenora, Ontario.
Douglas just flew on Canada Air and used their onboard Starlink Wi-Fi.
Nice.
Pretty decent speeds.
And Yuri spotted this EV Mercedes at the South San Francisco courthouse. Nice. EVs everywhere now. Love it. Thank you, guys. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there.
All right, Zach and Jesse, here are the new V4 chargers in Rennes in France. These only opened in the last week or two. There's a very large number of them. They're on both sides of the parking garage. They are right next to a shopping center, Leclerc shopping center we have over here. There's a McDonald's just over to the side. And I'd say these rate pretty highly. In fact, I don't think I can really knock them for anything. They're in the shade. There's loads of them. They're working really well. I got over 200 kilowatts when I plugged in. And then behind me, there's a beautiful Quicksilver Model Y just there, which obviously you can only get in Europe at the moment. All right, see you around.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Stan again. I am in Madison, Wisconsin at the Woodman's Markets. It's a very large grocery store. And we're at the new version 4 superchargers. I believe there's 10 here, from what I could count. Pretty much across the street from the post office. You can get food, prepared food inside the Woodman's Markets. No other real fast food restaurants nearby. Was getting about 200 kilowatts, so that's pretty good. And very convenient location on Milwaukee Street and Highway 51. I would give these chargers a 6 out of 10. And now you know.
And hey, if you like supercharger reviews and you want to make some more, there's probably a supercharger within 20 or so miles of you. You can upload your review over on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com. And if you wanted to check out everybody else's review, they're over there as well.
You know, even if they're more than 20 miles away, be like Tony, hop in your EV and go find it.
I know. He's from California, and he's all the way in Georgia right now.
I know. That's pretty cool. All right, everybody. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Now you know.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.